When you look at your driver's license, you'll find something there, a gender designation. How important is that, male or female, on a driver's license or a document? There's a new group called Third Gender Washington that thinks it shouldn't be important at all. They are pushing for driver's licenses and other documents to feature a third gender option, an X, meaning no gender is specified. My next guest, Haley, is the head of this group, Third Gender Washington. She identifies as non-binary, not one gender or the other, and we're not using Haley's last name because she's not out to her family. Haley's been questioning her gender now for about a year. At first, she identified as trans, and that didn't fit right.
It was too much of a box to put myself in. It just felt uncomfortable to, you know, go from one box to another. When I finally found non-binary, it's like, you know, there's no walls around you. You're kind of floating. You can do whatever you want to. You're fluid.
Haley doesn't want to be out in her small Washington town.
It really has an impact on how I can identify and express myself. I can't go out wearing a dress or a skirt. I can't, you know, go out with makeup on. You know, I keep my beard just because it's easier to present male and not confuse anybody or offend anybody than it is to go out there and have everyone looking at me and stuff. And it's also, I do this as well as a protection of my family. In this small town, it's an everyone knows everyone kind of community. So, you know, if I was out there openly wearing dresses and stuff in this town, it would look bad on my family as well. And I don't want that.
So Haley's not out to her neighbors or family. She is heading this movement to add a third gender option to driver's licenses and other documents. She hopes using the third option will cause police officers or state officials to ask questions that they don't ask now.
The dream is that they, you know, they look at you and say, license registration, take it. And if they see the X, maybe they ask you what your pronouns are. You know, how do you identify? You know, what pronouns should I use? Should I use he? Should I use her? They. We talk about people not feeling accepted in so many categories of life, whether it's race, gender, if you're male or female in the workplace, and your compensation for your work. This is just one more step towards equalization for all. You know, we're not trying for special permissions or nothing. You know, we just want everyone to have equal rights to be who they are. It's a small step in a major staircase that is just working toward equality.
Haley is the head of Third Gender Washington. Again, not using Haley's last name because she's not out to her family or neighbors. Her group is pushing for driver's licenses and other documents to feature a third gender option, an X, meaning no gender is specified. Oregon and Washington, D.C. have already passed laws like this. You know, these days, transgender people have been once again finding themselves in the news involuntarily. If you would like to hear what some transgender people have to say about some of these issues swirling around, you could ask a transgender person. That's the name of this community gathering we have coming up, where you can meet and talk and learn and understand. Coming up August 20th at 2 o'clock. And if you're interested, go to kuow.org/ask. And scroll down to Ask a Transgender Person and fill out that form. It's KUOW's The Record, coming back in a moment.